much.
The Biden administration today rolled out new and more stringent nutritional standards for school meals. The guidelines will take effect during the next few years and will limit added sugars and continue to reduce sodium with an emphasis on products that are primarily whole grain. This says childhood obesity rates in America continue to rise, especially during the pandemic. For more, we are joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Dr. Joan Salgi-Blake, clinical professor of nutrition at Boston University. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Great, so fabulous to be here.
Are these new standards or are these the Obama-era standards that the previous administration rolled back?
Right. This is all in line with what has been proposed by the Obama administration. It needs to go forward. You know, for some children, this meal, this lunch meal, may be the only most nutritious meal they get for the day. So it's really, really important that it is a lunch that is fortified with, you know, nutrients that most Americans, especially children, miss, and that's fiber, calcium, and vitamin D.
From in a very pragmatic level, how big of a pivot is this for school cafeterias? Do they have to completely revamp their menus? Can they make smaller tweaks?
No, they do not. Because this has been a guideline that's been put forth for years from now. They do not have to make a big pivot. But what they need to do is, you know, we know that children will, you know, eat healthy foods if it's presented in a format that is appealing to them and tasteful. So all we have to do is keep going with what has been given in the past and keep it forward. And again, this may be, for some children, one of the best meals they can get all day long.
One of my big memories from elementary school in the South Bay was seeing my friends throw their apples away every day, every single day. It just blew my mind. The previous administration used that as an excuse to try and ease up on some of the nutritional values. Is there something to that, food waste?
You know, say, oh, my God, I could do a whole segment on food waste. But now what's being very much implemented into schools is that if you don't want to eat it, you put it on a cart on the way out, and somebody who may want to eat it or needs it because maybe they are food insecure can take it home. And that's what all of us have to do, is remember food waste. So in the school lunch program, if you're not going to eat it, pass it on, because there's a lot of your peers, colleagues, friends, neighbors that are food insecure and can use that food. This is all healthy food. The bottom line is we're delivering a healthy lunch. If you don't want to eat it, let's not toss it. Pass it on.
So Brett brings up a very interesting point, and that is that these are also well-intentioned, but unless they're well-executed, it doesn't do any good because it'll be ignored, right? It won't get eaten.
Well, you know, it's all about delivery. It's all about how it is presented. So I think school systems, we know this through research, if you put in the school lunch, if you present the food in a way that makes it appealing for the child to eat it, they will eat it. And it all comes also with education and promotion within the school classroom about this. So it's a way it's presented. I mean, you yourself will know this. When you go to eat something, it's all about presentation. So whether you eat something at a restaurant or at your home, it's all about presentation. So what the school system knows is present it in an appealing way, present it in a way that the students understand. If they don't want to consume it, they're full or don't need it, pass it on. So there's not food waste for those who need it.
Very good point. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Joan Salgi-Blake, clinical professor of nutrition at Boston University.